Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm so happy to be here today because last week I couldn't speak. I could speak, but nothing really came out of my mouth because my throat was destroyed by all the fire smoke. I actually got stuck in that smoke for several hours on the day it broke out, and it got to me by Thursday, so I'm really, really happy to be here, and I want to thank all of you being here as well. If you are new to my show, the Mystic Oracle is based on the regular deck of playing cards, which was originally used as a calendar for timekeeping and the observance of human existence moving through time and divination. So it's a really profound ancient system, and the more I learn about it over the years, the more exciting it is and the more I want to learn about it because it's so profoundly accurate. I have with me today a guest, and my guest is Angela. Do you want, shall we use your last name as well?
DiMario.
Angela DiMario. And Angela is a private student of mine. She's learning the cards and studying them. And I asked her a few weeks ago if she wanted to be on the show with me sometime, that I'd love to have her. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
So she's here with me today. And we're going to be having conversations throughout the show. She has a couple of questions about the cards that she wants to ask. I want you to call in. If you're new, please go to my website, starofthemagi.com. Look up your birthday card. On that homepage, there's a spade on the right side, and it says, "What's your card?" across it. If you click on there, it'll bring up a calendar, and you'll see what your birthday card is. You also have a spirit card, a soul card, and a planetary ruling card. If you want to read about those, you can look either on the products page or the page that says, that's titled The Cards. The definitions of those four personal significators, your birth card, spirit card, planetary ruling card, and soul card, are there. And you, the only way you're going to know what those other cards are, if you're not a student of the cards, is by calling me and asking me, and I'm happy to answer those questions for you. I'm also happy to answer other personal questions for you. I just need your birthday, month and day, and your present age if you're asking something that's time-related. And if you have a question about a relationship, you can also ask that. I just need the birthday, month, and day of each person. Okay? And when I ask you for your age, I would rather you give me your present age, not the age you're going to be on your next birthday, and not the year you were born, because I don't want to use up the airtime doing math. So any of those reasons, you can call in. And Angela and I, we're going to be bouncing off. I'm going to answer your questions, and then it's possible, because she's learning the system, the way I answer things and what I say to you are going to trigger questions. I know a lot of you listen to this show to learn more about the cards. I am offering a teleseminar next Thursday, an hour after the show at 4 o'clock. You can see that on my website. It's a beginning level. And those of you that are already students, what I want you to know is, you know, I have my own take on the suits and the numbers. And so a lot of times people tell me that they get a new perspective and insights when I talk about those things. So even if you already are a student of the cards with someone else, it's always good to expand your horizons. So you can start calling in at any time. I know, Angela, that you have a question. Oh, also, before I forget, If you want to email me a question, please email it to starthemagi@earthlink.net. Okay, thank you. Okay, Angela, you were going to ask me a question about...
a few things.
What was the first one?
Astrology. How does astrology infiltrate into the system?
Okay, astrology is a part of the system in that each card placement in the life path and the spirit path are aspected by the planets. So, and in our life spread, we go all the way from Mercury to Pluto. And then because the life spread is 13 cards long, we've got what's called a Magi card, a Moon card, and a Phoenix card. The planets have a governing effect by their influences and the energies that they transmit, depending on where our card is sitting. For instance, your card is a Ten of Spades. And for those of you that don't have life spreads to look at, you're going to have to use your imagination here, but the life spread is composed of all 52 cards. And there are seven columns and seven rows. So Angela's birth card is the Ten of Spades. And the Ten of Spades sits in Jupiter, in the Jupiter column and the Mercury line. So Jupiter is the planet of expansion. Oh, you're the Ten of Clubs. Her planetary ruling card is the Ten of Spades. Thank you. Okay, so her card sits... well, that's confusing, though, because that card's in the crown line, and it doesn't have a second influence.
So discuss more about what it means when your card is sitting in the crown line, if you would.
Okay, in the cards, there are seven columns and seven lines, which equals 49. Seven times seven is 49, and we have three more cards to complete our deck of 52. So above those seven columns and seven lines sit three cards at the top. And this is called the crown line. The crown line has, you sit with your card sitting up there as the Ten of Clubs, your birth card, you have the ability to be anyone that you want to be. Your card sits at the top of the Mars line. Mars represents work, motivation, aggression, drive. You know, it represents a lot of things, sexuality. The first thing that comes up for me is is work, because the Ten of Clubs, most of them work very, very hard. And it's a Mars-driven card, so you have to be in action. It's really important for you. Sometimes it can be to your own detriment that you work too hard and don't play enough. Can you relate to this?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's you are very much influenced by that Mars energy because that crown line doesn't have an astrological influence going the other direction. The influence it would have in the card deck would be the Joker. Mm-hmm. And so this gives you the ability to actually move in any way you want to with that Mars energy, be whoever you want to be with the Mars energy, with the Ten energy, with the Club energy. For the Eight of Diamonds, who sits in the Jupiter column in that crown line, then Jupiter is that governing planet. And anything that the Joker touches is unlimited. I wrote a little piece. There's a card group that exists on Yahoo, and a friend of mine runs that group. And I observe the emails when they come, and I only jump in when something comes up. And there was a whole conversation today about personality cards, which I don't call them that, really. But there are people that refer to the personality cards as the Jack and the Queen and the King. So If you're a younger male, your personality card is the jack of your suit. If you're a woman, the queen is the personality card. If you're a king. But, you know, if women are being deceitful or cunning or irresponsible, the jack would govern that as well. But I see it as something different. And am I getting off the track from your question?
No, actually, you've tied in astrology a lot. So, yeah, it's helpful.
So,
but I also would enjoy you to discuss further the Joker and what birthday that lands on, so I can better understand how the Joker's influence and what the Joker is, who the Joker is.
The Joker's birthday is December 31st. It's the only day of the year that has the Joker. And the Joker's numeric value is zero. So the Joker represents Alpha and Omega. The Joker is the bridge between the past and the future. So the Joker acts the present. And I want to read this thing that I just, this morning, I'm just going to read part of it because I'm not going to read what I wrote about the personality cards unless somebody that knows what I'm talking about wants to hear that, but because I don't read those cards in time, and that's what the conversation was about. But I said, I do look at the potential they hold for each of us in our personal evolution. The entire deck is revealing our highest potential in the human experience. We are all 52 cards, and when we realize that, we become the Joker who lives outside of time. So the card system is the matrix of time. It's the map. It's the structure of time, and it shows when we come in, who we are, how we move through it, what the influences are for us moment by moment. I don't look at moment by moment. I do look at day by day, large cycle, small cycle. The Joker is the one who is free of that. The zero embodies all things and nothing. So it's that neutral point of totality of all there is. Because all things come from nothing. Right? All things are birthed out of the void.
So you're saying, for me, as I attend the clubs, I can embody any, because I'm on the crown line, any other card that sits in the Mars column.
Any card in the deck.
Oh. Because I'm on the crown line.
You can be whoever you want to be.
And the same with the Joker.
And it's not about embodying, it's drawing from.
Okay. Yeah, big difference.
It's like you're sitting up there, you have this perspective. You're sitting on top of the mountain, right? So when you sit on top of the mountain, you can see the trees and the rocks and whatever is there, the stream, and you can tune in and tap into those energies and draw them to yourself, through yourself, from yourself, and manifest them as you wish. Your card itself is the card of the teacher and the healer. So when you are moving with that intention and that energy, then you are using those energies to support and empower yourself in that way to be the teacher and the healer. And it's unlimited for you. Mars is going to make things move. Mm. And that's part of your destiny. That's part of your character. That's part of your influence in this world. Movement. So, if you know, you're moving around each one of those other cards in those 49 spots have the influence of two planets that are aspected to each other. So if you're in the Venus column, it's going to be different than if you're in the Mercury column or you're in the Jupiter column or the column or the Saturn column, you see? So, you know, there are people that look at these columns and rows as chakras as well. And that's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. I mean, there is so much information here. I I really like exploring how this system was actually set in motion and what it was created to present. And I feel that that has to do with our attainment of self-mastery, where we become all-powerful in our own expression, and we become enlightened and disciplined in our wisdom. I feel like this is a guide for that. So as you learn more about the planets, and speaking of planets, on the 15th, I am going to have a very special guest with me. His name is Bill Bradshaw, and he is a master astrologer, among many other things. And I'm going to be posting on my website and on the radio show's website what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be discussing an event that is happening on December 11th, a galactic event that involves us and our planet. And it's a very powerful moment in time. And when he told me about this and then I told him what the card was of the day, we decided we need to have a conversation with each other or together about the cards and the astrology of this. So it's going to be a really fabulous conversation, I'm sure. Is this helping?
Yeah, a lot.
Please feel free to call in if you have a question about yourself. It doesn't have to be about what we're speaking about. It can be about anything. It can be personal. I do plan on having time for readings, so. And I know Mercury's retrograde right now, and a lot of things have been happening for a lot of people that are really wacky. At least that's what I'm hearing. Do you have another question?
I do. You've told me in the past I've had a few past life connections with a few people, one being the Ace of Diamonds. And my question is, do I have that past life connection with every other Ace of Diamonds out there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think if they come into your life, this is something to look at.
Okay.
I think when people come into our lives, at this point in the evolution of humanity, it might be rather difficult to meet somebody we'd never met before, I think. I don't know. But sometimes I meet people and I can't relate to them at all. And then I look where they might be. And they're way far away from me in all my paths. But then I look at how I wind my way to them, because eventually we do wind our way to every card in the deck. And then I see why I had an encounter with that person. But I personally don't believe that you have a past life connection with every Ace of Diamonds that's on the planet.
Okay.
I do believe, though, that when an Ace of Diamonds shows up in your life, there is a connection there. And that spirit spread where I see those past life connections, those aren't only past life connections. They're strong spiritual connections. But, I met somebody yesterday, and when I looked at our past life connections, I saw that, and he's a man, and I saw that in our last life together, we were both men. And it was governed by Mars, so it was probably a pretty aggressive, whether it was spiritually aggressive or physically aggressive, there was a lot of that Martian-type energy involved in our relationship together. And I could recognize that. I could feel that intuitively before I actually looked. So it is, it's like every card is a doorway to an entire creation, an entire universe. Each card. And, as we move through our cycles of time, and we move in different positions each year and every 28 days and every 3 months and every 7 years. All these different cycles are going on, right? And every day we have a personal card that we're, you know, joining with. As we do this, then we have the opportunity to embrace the embodiment of that energy and learn from it. And each card is a teacher, and it opens to its own world. Each one is a portal into its own world, whether it's of the heart suit and it has to do with the human emotions and relationship that evolved to compassion, or with the club suit and has to do with the mind and the thoughts and sharing of ideas, which evolve to understanding, or the diamond suit, which has to do with values and money and manifestation, and they involve to integrity and giving, you know, abundance. It's selfless abundance.
Hmm.
Or the spades, which have to do with work and labor and health and spirituality, and evolve to wisdom through discipline and discernment, diligence. She's thinking.
I have a few questions. Which one to ask? Well, in your book, you talk about names having energies.
Mm.
And I think that's a really unique way of looking at names, even the state name or someone's birth name. And I'm wondering if you could explain further what you mean by that.
Mm-hmm. And I actually did a show several shows ago where I taught people how to do this. Did you hear that show?
No.
Okay. So she's usually working when I'm doing the radio show. So you might want to go back and listen to that archive. I should go and define what those archives are in the radio station. I apologize for not doing that. I'm so much to do. So each one of the cards has a solar value between 1 and 52. And there are 26 letters in the alphabet. And there are 26 lowercase letters and 26 uppercase letters. So 26 and 26 is 52. So each letter in the alphabet, lowercase and uppercase, has a card that's associated with it, which to me is more profound than regular numerology, even though I totally and completely am a student and a supporter of numerology. When you do this with the cards, it gets really interesting. So when we do the vibration of a name, like the name California, California is the Ten of Hearts. Well, if the Ten of Hearts is popularity, it's the magnet of love. It's the drawing of the people. It's love for the people. It's the embrace of the people through the heart. And this is the golden state, right? This is the sunshine state. The Ten of Hearts is like sunshine from the heart. And so that explains why California is so popular, is because it's the Ten of Hearts. It's a place for all the people.
Mm.
And the spirit card of the Ten of Hearts, the inner realms, is the Jack of Clubs, which is the card of mental genius and creativity. People come here to live their dreams, to find their pot of gold.
Mm.
The Ten of Hearts is like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So there will always be a lot of people here and always more coming. It's just the way it is. I mean, it's just amazing that there are so many people here already and they keep coming, you know. But that's the magnetism of that energy. When that Ten of Hearts shows up in a favorable position, pretty much any position in your cards, I would say, except for maybe Pluto, it's like, you know, a lot of people come. And your popularity and your people want to be with you.
Hmm.
it's really interesting. So personal names, like my name Sharon, is the Ten of Spades. And that's part of the reason that I work so hard, because of that spade energy with my name. My name, Sharon Jeffers, is the Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades is the Magi. In my spirit card, it's my Mercury card. What am I communicating about here? Mm. The cards, which are governed by the Ace of Spades. So you can look at your name path and see a lot about how you're showing up and moving through the world. Depending on where your name card is, my name card in my spiritual spread is my Magi card, the card of initiation. So, you know, and I'm always talking about initiation, and in my spirit spread, my Phoenix or my Destiny card is the Queen of Spades, the card of self-mastery. I'm constantly, you know, my work is always going in that direction, because that's the blueprint that I've brought with me to instill into the energy of the world, is my spirit path. Mm. My mundane life spread is how I'm moving through the world. The lessons I learn, the opportunities I have, the gifts I bring. But my true work is that spirit spread. And it's all spades. My whole entire path is a spade suit.
I've been so enamored by the spirit card lately that I think to look to the spirit card to understand what I'm being drawn to, where I need to go if I'm confused. I look at my birth spirit card and my planetary spirit card, and maybe you can correct me or give me another idea of how to see the spirit card. But for me, it's about recognizing my destined path in a more clear way.
You know, our spirit card is our inner environment and our psyche. Mm. And that card holds our challenges and our opportunities. So you look at the challenge side of the card, and then you look at the opportunity of that card, the full expression of that card on the highest side. And you see what that is. Usually what holds you back from that is the challenge aspects of that. So when you embrace that and make a decision to step into the higher side of that card and become that in expression, it's really about expression. This is what's inside of us that wants to be expressed. It makes you happy.
Mm.
It makes you happy. Happy, happy, happy. Spirit is light and effervescent, and it's about happy. Joy, right?
Mm.
We think of spirit as joy.
What about the soul card?
The soul card embodies the gifts that we have brought into this life with us. Like, my soul card is the Seven of Spades, the mystic. When I was 5 years old, I was hearing what people were thinking. It was kind of scary. But you know what I mean? It's like our soul card defines and embodies the gifts that we've brought into this life.
I see.
You see?
Yeah.
And we can look to that card in our life spread to see how to go about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if I look at mine, my Mercury card off that card is the Two of Clubs, communication. The Spirit card of that, the Ace of Spades, the cards, communication of the cards.
Right.
My Venus card, my passion, King of Clubs, the master teacher with the Ten of Diamonds. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like if we look, you start it's just like one aha moment after another. It's like, of course that's what I ought to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, why am I hiding in the back room? This is where I belong, you know. So as you become more and more familiar with how the where those cards come in and what their purpose is, then you start getting a real handle on your life, you know, and who you are and how to make, how to take, how to choose, you know, the steps that are being placed before you instead of looking in the other direction going, well, I think, you know, I should do this. It's like, ooh, no, you know.
Yeah. So a couple of shows ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to your show, and a Ten of Diamonds called in. And I distinctly remember you telling them, oh, well, you're a Ten of Diamonds, and so you think you deserve success without working for it. And I'm a Ten of Clubs and a Ten of Spades. So I thought, well, does that apply to me as a ten?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
That just applies to the Ten of Diamonds.
Okay.
If they had their druthers, they'd have the world delivered to them on a silver gold platter. And there's nothing, that's not a judgment or a criticism. It's just that they're sitting in the most auspicious position, in a double Jupiter position.
Yeah.
And the whole world's revolving around them. So they naturally think that that's exactly how it works. The world revolves around them.
Okay.
But their Eight of Spades Mercury card says, you need to roll up your sleeves and express your gratitude through effort, then you get the goodies.
Okay, I was confused, and I held on to that, like, oh, is that a 10 thing? Because I'm a 10.
No, that's a 10 of Diamonds thing. I mean, with that Eight of Spades governing their childhood, even if they've had the best childhood, they think they didn't get enough, you know? And it's just a matter of perception. I mean, they have the Queen of Hearts as their spirit card. They want to be adored. I mean, the Queen of Clubs, sorry. So, and that, you know, I'm not saying all Ten of Diamonds are like that all the time, but when push comes to shove, it's a really interesting thing of, you know, perspective. And one of my friends calls that the gimme card, gimme, gimme, gimme card, because they're insatiable. And that's beautiful. It's like aces are selfish. There's nothing bad about that. There's no good or bad here. There's a reason for that self-focused energy in the way it moves. It's just balance is the key, which is what the sixes teach us. Balance is the key with all of this, because every card has a very challenged, you know, unconscious side, and every card has an amazingly powerful enlightened side. And there's everything in between. And there's a mundane influence. There's an emotional influence, a mental influence. You know, there's a spiritual influence. There's so many influences with each card. So if we look at all those different things, it's just a wealth of information and guidance. I'm surprised nobody's called in. We must just be having such a fascinating conversation here. No one wants to interrupt. This happened one other time. You are welcome to call in if you like. And then we'll talk about you with love and kindness. I have a few friends that are jokers. We were talking about the Joker earlier. And they're absolutely fascinating to watch, how they move in their lives, because there really is an influence. Ooh, we have a caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Adam Cooper.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm okay. I was just wondering if you could tell me if somehow what I am in cards, so I could kind of go from there.
Yes, I can. So when is your birthday?
4/16/80.
4/16. I think that's a 5 of diamonds. Let me see.
Just don't say 10 of diamonds.
No one will call in who's a 10 of diamonds.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes, 4/16 is the 5 of diamonds. So that card represents the search and discovery of that which is true.
Ah, that
the
makes sense.
Seeker of truth. You know,
right.
5 life paths are not about accomplishment as much as they are about experience.
Right.
So this is your birth card, and the birth card represents the costume that you wear to the ball. It's like your soul's expression.
Okay.
And you are the one who seeks to know what is true and what is real and what makes things work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you share them with the rest of us.
Exactly.
So this is a powerful card that changes values. So probably throughout your life, because of what you discover, your values change. Also, by being who you are, you change the values of others.
Okay.
The greatest way you can do this, and of course the greatest thing you can seek, is spiritual knowledge and understanding.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
Makes sense. It makes
now,
sense.
Now, you are an Aries,
yep.
5 of diamonds, which means that your planetary ruling card is the 9 of diamonds. So, first of all, you're a double diamond. Now, I would say from this card, you probably like toys. And now that you're a big boy, probably big toys, nice things, the best phone, the best this, the best, you love those things. This is the card of the universal giver. I say this is the card of the one who gives. So it's like there's two things that go on with this card. You have a strong sense of entitlement, and then you also... It's very important for you to be involved in something where you give to others to improve the quality of their life.
Okay.
Your cards together are perfect for someone who brings people together, networks people, influences other people, or expresses yourself in some way to large numbers of people in a way that it creates change for them or a new perspective.
Makes sense.
So your spirit card is also the 9 of diamonds. So are you writing these things down?
No, I'm not. I probably should, though.
Oh, I think you might want to.
I'll remember it.
Okay, so the 9 of diamonds is a double influence for you. So you may manifest that card even more strongly. And then your soul card is the 3
of
clubs.
I want to know if I'm an old soul or a new one.
Well, wait a minute. Let me finish here. Your soul card is the 3 of clubs, which is the writer's card.
Okay.
It's a card of mental creativity. You have a lot of moving parts, Adam. Plus, you're an Aries. So you probably have a lot of energy.
Okay.
Is that true?
Definitely.
Do you have a challenge focusing at all?
Physically, you mean energy, just like not rambunctious, but, you know.
You could probably be pretty rambunctious.
Yeah, that too. Yes, I have a lot of energy, indeed.
Yeah. Now, why do you ask me if you're an old soul or a new soul? What do you feel about that?
I guess I've been researching a lot of different things and come across a lot of us have had past lives and whatnot, but some people I think that come here have not had past lives. I just really want to know. I don't know if how old souls are, or I mean if it's just, you know, forever, every soul.
Well, you know what comes up when you say that to me? It's like we would have to define old before we could, you know, say old or new. I feel like you have an energy that's fresh and spring-like. One, you're an Aries. Two, you're a Five of Diamonds, Aries. The Five of Diamonds is like, it's spring-like energy. It's new, it's exciting, it's filled with spirit. It's fresh. So that could make you feel like you were a new soul.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul spread has a lot of spade energy in it, or a significant amount of spade energy. One of the things that you are really directed to do in this lifetime is learn about values. And how you do that is through self-mastery.
Okay.
So, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Was your relationship with your mother challenging when you were a child?
Very.
Uh-huh. And see, this is your karma. And out of that, as an adult, you have the opportunity to look back at that relationship and learn about yourself in a way that's going to line you up with your spiritual path.
Well, okay.
Because Mother...
I have a pretty good relationship with her now, so...
Yeah. Fabulous. You know, meditation, and if it needs to be a moving meditation, because you have so much of that kind of energy, but some sort of meditation on a regular basis could really serve you.
I've actually just started that probably a couple months ago, so I'm just getting into that now and learning about the chakras and opening them up and aligning them. And the problem I run into is, you know, there's so many different ways of doing it, and some people say, well, you know, it's this way is wrong and this way is right, or this way is wrong. So I guess it's really hard to know which way to go.
Let me share something with you about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it can be very dangerous to ask other people what they think.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we all have our opinions, right?
Right.
You're sitting in the Three of Hearts house this year. You're at 27, correct?
Excuse me?
Are you 27 years old?
Yes.
Okay. So for age 27, your Five of Diamonds card is sitting in the Three of Hearts house and the Ace of Hearts home. And this means that the Three of Hearts can make us feel like, I want what I have. I don't want to lose what I have, but I want something different. It can have us bouncing back and forth between relationships, between choices. It can create emotional uncertainty. And so how I see this is that you're in a period of exploring a whole new relationship with yourself, because that's what the Ace of Hearts represents, and you're sitting in its true home. And so this is a time when it's all okay. There isn't anything right or wrong. It's really about what you resonate with, what makes you feel good, what centers you, what balances you, not what anybody else thinks, because you're unique unto yourself. And what works for one person may not work for another.
Right.
So you're in the process this year, age 27, of exploring and discovering what that means. I mean, your life is going to be so different by your next birthday. And then when you turn 28, that's a huge thing. You get a new 28-year cycle, a new 7-year cycle. So you're starting to feel that energy of that new 7-year cycle come in already. And it's going to be a very powerful time for you. I'm looking at all your charts. I'm flipping around here. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with you finding your own special brand and path of self-mastery. And I don't know if you heard me earlier, but that's one of the things I love about this system and understanding it, is for each one of us, we have a path that that guides us to our self-mastery. We have a signature, and we just need to find that, and the cards can lead us there. And this year is a really profound year for you. It's like a bridge. You're crossing from the last 7 years and into a new 7-year cycle, which is going to be really profound. So it's important for you to do what makes you happy and what makes you feel a sense of self deep inside. That's the meditation that you want, the thing that connects you to that place of stillness and knowing within you.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for reading me.
You're very welcome, Adam.
I appreciate it. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Sebastian, I just noticed your email. Thank you. An Ace of Hearts. Okay, so Sebastian's December 30th birthday, and he's asking about he and his girlfriend, who is August 16th. Sebastian, there's only one Ace of Hearts birthday in the entire year, and I'm so glad that you emailed me. We have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hold on for a second while I do this email reading?
Sure.
Okay,
no problem.
Okay. So, Sebastian, the December 30th is the one and only Ace of Hearts birthday. And your girlfriend, who is August 16th, is the Ten of Clubs. So I'm going to first do the composite of that, which becomes a Jack of Clubs relationship. That's a pretty wild 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 relationship energy. A lot of creativity, a lot of activity, a lot of okay, I just read what you wrote. Okay, I'm going to read this out loud. We've been together for almost 4 years. We have a beautiful, strong, spiritual, and very down-to-earth relationship. I've recently asked her to marry me. Surprisingly to me, she responded with uncertainty. It almost seemed that she didn't believe me. It's very possible with a Ten of Clubs. My girlfriend is a card reader, so I wonder if there's something in the cards that may be affecting her reaction to my proposal. Well, first of all, Ten of Clubs are very hesitant to commit in such a big way in general. Let's see, her birthday year. Oh, she's that age. Thank you for putting the age. Let me look at her cards. Well, there is something that I do see. She's got some restless energy in her yearly spread that's showing up. And she's sitting in the Three of Clubs house. That's going to make her uncertain, period. Not just about marrying you, but probably about a lot of things right now. So she doesn't have the foundation beneath her to feel secure. So I wouldn't take this personally if I were you, not right now. However, I have to tell you, when she turns 25, she's got that card in Mercury. So there's a little uncertainty going on with her and what she wants to do with her life. The Ten of Clubs are interesting creatures when it comes to relationship, the women in particular, because they have the King of Spades as their Venus card, which rules the feminine. And so they have a real strong need to be in control, and the thought of marriage might challenge that a little bit in a new way for her. I would just give her the space to consider it a little longer and do lots of physical activities to help dissipate that Three of Clubs energy, which, when not being channeled creatively or physically, can create uncertainty. If you have more question about that, please email me again, okay? Thanks. Okay, caller, hello.
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding on.
No problem. How are you today?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Deborah Axum in Ojai, California. And my yes.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Sharon. My birthday is August 27th. I'm a Queen of Hearts, and I'm 48. And I've never spoke to you before, and I just happened on your show, and I was kind of curious what my soul card was.
So you're a Virgo.
Yeah, that's me.
Virgo. Okay, so your soul card. So you know your spirit card.
I'm not sure if I know. I just know
your
I'm
spirit card is the Ten of Spades.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay.
Mhm. And your soul card is the Nine of Clubs.
Oh, okay. So what does that all say?
Well, what that says about your spirit card is that it's important for you to accomplish an expression of who you are in some way through your work. So
yeah.
If that's as an artist, then it's that way. If it's as a counselor or a healer, then it's through that medium.
Right.
If it's
okay.
through business, then it's through your business. But
okay.
it's through your sense of accomplishment and your manifesting, both spiritually and materially, that gives you, that puts you in a place of full expression of yourself. Is that making sense to you?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Can
okay.
you hear me? Yeah. That is
you sound like you're about, four planets away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, okay. So, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, your soul card, the Nine of Clubs, on the high side, this is a card of universal knowledge, universal consciousness.
Okay.
It's a very powerful card.
Okay.
It does sit in the Saturn line and the Venus, the Saturn column and the Venus line. So unless you're really moving from that place of enlightenment and that's your path, there can be feelings of not getting what you need or not getting what you want in this life.
Oh, let's talk about that more.
Okay, well... What do you do?
Okay, I'm a color reader and an astrologer.
Okay.
And I'm on TV, and I love what I do.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I'm not getting to do enough of it. I've done very well. I mean, parts of it are going well, so I don't know if I'm not where I'm stuck or where I'm not allowing the flow to come fully. It seems like it's just never taken off, even with all the acclaim.
Oh, ever, okay. Yeah.
Well,
this can be a challenge of the Queen of Hearts, and it has to do with entitlement. Another nail hit on the head. Yes, it has to do with entitlement, darling.
Okay.
So it's about self-recognition. See, the Queen of Hearts sits in a double Neptune position. And that's a really great position for psychic ability,
yeah,
and intuition, creativity, imagination. But for clarity, it can be a little bit like walking through a heavy fog.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be a professional dreamer, and you'd be, it would be very good. Oh, we got to get off the phone. So part of it is getting in touch with where it is that you are not feeling entitled. And
okay. That's what I was
making thinking. a different decision, okay? I'm so sorry. It's 2:55 and I have to get off the airwaves now.
Okay.
But you know, I'd love to talk to you about this more. And I really appreciate you calling into the show. Go on my website if you want, send me an email. And thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
We'll talk again.
Okay, thank you. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for being out there. If you're a 10 of diamonds, you rule, and so does it. I don't want to give anybody a complex. I love you all. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Bye.